New lawmakers in Spain took up their seats in Parliament. I beg your pardon. In Spain, new lawmakers took up their seats in Parliament this week after recent elections. It is a very different looking legislature now, thanks to a number of anti-establishment members of Parliament who are making their debut. Lauren Freer reports from Madrid on the changing face of Spanish politics.
The first day of Parliament in Spain is usually all about power suits and black limos with tinted windows. But this week, a brass band marched up to the doors of Spain's Congress, escorting a new crop of lawmakers, younger and more diverse than ever before. Many arrived by bicycle, wearing t-shirts instead of neckties, and sporting ponytails and even dreadlocks. A dozen of them are in their 20s, recent college grads. The new lawmakers include Spain's first black MP and a physicist confined to a wheelchair. Podemos has arrived. The left-wing party has transformed and unsettled Spanish politics, winning about a fifth of parliamentary seats in last month's election. In large part because of Podemos, this parliament has a record number of women, 40%.
Vescanza Hernández Carolina.
Carolina Bescanza brought her six-month-old baby and breastfed through the opening session. She said she wants the parliament to look like the people it represents.
We made a new organization that is basically democratic. Everyone can participate in Podemos. If you put your name in the web of Podemos, you can take part in all democratic process.
That's who many of these new Spanish lawmakers are, citizens and activists who decided to enter politics for the first time.
Pues la fiesta de la democracia, justamente.
It's a festival of democracy, said another new Podemos MP, Juan Balovi from Valencia. They tweeted selfies and pumped fists inside the chamber as older, white, mostly male MPs from the Conservative Popular Party, the PP, looked on, bewildered.
Yo estoy convencida que los chicos de Podemos lleve rasta.
These young guys from Podemos, I don't have a problem with dreadlocks, Celia Villalobos, a veteran Conservative MP, told Spanish television. I just want them to take a shower so that they don't give me head lice, she said. Her comments have gone viral on Twitter, with Podemos supporters posting quips in response about the cleanliness of her conservative party, tainted by corruption allegations. This so-called Rasta row reveals the clash of cultures that suddenly exists in Spain's parliament, says Matthew Bennett, editor of the Spain Report, a web magazine.
The composition of the parliament has changed. It does represent Spaniards better than before, perhaps.
For nearly 40 years, Spain has been governed by either the conservatives or the socialists. But now there are four main parties, none with a majority, all now locked in coalition negotiations, Bennett says.
All four of the major parties seem to have unmovable, unshakable red lines. Podemos on the left and the PP on the right are least likely to budge.
If they can't figure out a way to work together, fresh elections could come this spring. For Podemos, it will be a test of whether these new faces can affect real change in Spanish politics. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freier in Madrid.